This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school volleyball, the Seguin Lady Matadors start their playoff journey this week in the bi-district round. The Lady Mats will take on San Antonio John Jay on Thursday in a rematch of their bi-district battle from 2024. Seguin swept the Lady Mustangs last year. The district 27-5A champion Lady Matadors went unbeaten in district with a 16-0 record. Seguin won their last 12 matches to close out the regular season. John Jay finished in a tie for third in District 28-5A with a 10-6 district record. Seguin and John Jay will meet on Thursday at the Alamo Convocation Center next to Alamo Stadium in San Antonio. The Marion Lady Bulldogs, the district champions in 27-3A, will face Hondo in their bi-district round matchup on Thursday. Marion was also unbeaten in district this season, winning all 10 of their district matches. The Lady Bulldogs enter the playoffs on a 14-match win streak. Hondo finished their season in third place in District 28-3A. The Class 3A first-round match between Marion and Hondo will take place Thursday at Pleasanton High School. And the Navarro Lady Panthers, the second-place team from District 28-4A, will be in the Hill Country for their bi-district match on Thursday. Navarro will take on Carrizo Springs in Bandera. Carrizo Springs finished third in District 27-4A. The match will take place at Bandera High School at 6 p.m. on Thursday. To the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs are off to a perfect 4-0 start last night at the Frost Bank Center. The Spurs defeated the Toronto Raptors 121-103, matching their best season start since 2017. Victor Wembanyama dominated with 24 points and 15 rebounds, continuing his strong start to the season after earning Western Conference Player of the Week honors. Stephon Castle added 22 points and Harrison Barnes poured in 18. The Spurs host Miami Thursday as they chase franchise history. They've never started 5-0. And finally, Freddie Freeman delivered a walk bottom of the 18th inning as the Dodgers outlasted the Toronto Blue Jays 6-5 in Game 3 of the World Series Monday night. The game lasted 6 hours and 39 minutes, matching the longest postseason game ever by innings. Shohei Ohtani went deep twice and reached base an astonishing 9 times in a record-setting performance. Will climbed through 72 pitches over 4 shutout innings to pick up the win as the Dodgers took a 2-1 series lead. The teams play again tonight at Dodger Stadium. Ohtani will get the start on the bump for L.A. Toronto will counter with Shane Bieber. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com.